Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. That's good news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, Oh, Clap Your Hands. This song is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. The particular song, Oh, Clap Your Hands, came to me on September 17th, way back in 1988, long time ago now. Psalm 47:1 says this, says, Oh, clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with the voice of joy. Going on to verses 6 and 7, it says, Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm. Let me ask you this. Can you remember being a child and having such an awesome time of play that you made up a song right there on the spot? Well, I experience this all the time, even as an old guy. But when I'm listening to my grandchildren play, I hear spontaneous songs of joy all the time. Just sweet little ditties that express the sheer joy they find in making a mud pie, or stomping and splashing in a puddle after a rain, or running through the forest pretending to slay dragons, or songs that simply say, I love my grandpa, I love my grandpa. I love those moments. As I grew older and life began to take some very dark turns for me, I somehow lost the joy of simply living life, and I lost a bit of the wonder a child experiences, the awe of simply being. But joy returned the moment I surrendered my heart and surrendered my life to Jesus, and wave upon wave upon wave of His cleansing love began to flow over and through my soul. It dawned on me one day that the enemy had robbed me of joy in a way, and robbed me of sheer exuberance for existing. And here's how it happened. I found myself going crazy over one of my favorite sports teams winning a game and me clapping and shouting and jumping up and down for joy, and then realizing that I had found it difficult to respond to the love of God openly in the same manner. It was like I was ashamed of expressing my love for God in front of others, but I had no problem expressing a victory of my favorite team scoring a point. My goodness. While there's nothing wrong with rejoicing over a favorite team's victory, it saddened my heart to think that I did not react the same way to something even more important to my life, my eternal victory through faith in Jesus Christ. This particular song came to me as a joyful expression of the gladness of my heart, just like a kid playing and just making up a song. That's how it happened for me. Just a simple expression of the joy of knowing God and being known by Him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have already won the victory. That's awesome, y'all. That is why we can shout to God with a voice of joy and a voice of triumph. Our joy is not dependent on our circumstances or on what we can see with our physical eyes. Our joy comes in knowing the one who wins in an intimate way and being known by Him. This song has had a special place in my heart for many years now, and in the hearts of the lives of my children, and it became an instrument of great joyful release and triumph for my family as the kids were growing up. The outward expression of what has taken place in my heart is released as I clap my hands unto the Lord and just simply make a joyful noise. Why don't you join me as we sing, Oh, Clap Your Hands.
Oh, clap your hands unto the King. Unto the King, shout to God with a voice of joy. Oh, clap your hands unto the King, shout to God with a voice of joy. prayers to God.
Sing praises to God.
Why? For He is the King over all the earth.
Let us sing praises to God.
Sing praises to God.
For He is the King of all the earth.
Oh, clap your hands unto the King.
Shout to God with a voice of joy.
Oh, clap your hands unto the
Father, we shout to You this day. Thank You, thank You, thank You for being the strength of our life. Your joy truly is the strength of our lives, Father. Thank You for Your presence with us and among us and living Your life through us. We rejoice in knowing You and being known by You. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me quote Psalm 47:1 one more time, this time from the King James Version. It says this, "Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph." 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place." Let's rejoice and clap our hands in triumph and victory today in spite of all our circumstances, any circumstance, it doesn't matter. We have every reason to rejoice. Let's be like little children and sing spontaneous songs of joy to God as we go about our day. It'll put a smile on your face. When someone smiles at you, sing your thanks to God. Someone blesses you, sing your thanks to God. Feel like splashing in a puddle like a kid today? Do it and express your joy to the Lord. You get the idea. We have every reason to clap our hands and shout to the world around us the triumph we have through faith in Jesus Christ. Let's never be ashamed of expressing the joy of Jesus in our lives. Joy can be quite contagious, you know. It really can. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the beautiful artisan, my wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there, and through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I need your help. This new service is called Patreon. And you can become a member or a patron or a supporter of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, "Oh Clap Your Hands," from the live recording, "I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.